بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. I respect the brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. We had explained last week the importance of tazkiyatul qulub, purifying our soul from the various maladies, spiritual maladies that we suffer from. And we explain just as it is important to maintain our physical strength, and the body has to be sound, the mind has to be sound. If we have any physical illness, then we take the proper medication, we go to the doctor, he diagnoses us, he prescribes some medication, and we follow diligently in order to have a good, healthy life. Just as we are concerned about our physical self, is the importance of having great concern for our spiritual self. And we keep on mentioning this because all of us require it. I require it, you require it, ulama, mashayikh require it, doctors, lawyers, businessmen, the elderly, the young, the old, the women folk, the youth, we all require tazkiyah of the nafs. We need to purify ourselves. And after we purify ourselves, then we gain the nur of taqwa, the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And then we become closer and closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We need to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with a clean slate, a clean heart. We have a mirror, and we need to see our reflection in the mirror. And the mirror is cloudy, it is dirty, there is dust on it. So obviously we will take a cloth, and we'll wipe that mirror, we'll polish the mirror. And once it is absolutely clean, then we'll be able to see ourselves in that mirror. Like that is the heart. The heart has become cloudy, dusty. We don't see the dirt that settles on our heart. But Allah has mentioned, كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. This dirt that comes and settles onto the heart is because of the spiritual sicknesses that we have. The moment a person commits a sin, a black dot appears on his heart. And this black dot just enlarges, it goes bigger and bigger and bigger, until the entire heart becomes dark and black. Therefore, O mashayikh, ulama, have emphasized that we have to be concerned about purification of our soul, tazkiyah of the heart. There are so many examples that we have in the world when anything is dirty and we need to use that appliance, then we have to wipe it. Our cars, we turn them for a car wash. Our windscreen, we make sure that we're keeping the windscreen clean so we're able to see. So just as important, in fact more important, is the spiritual heart, the tazkiyah of the heart. It has to be clean all the time. It has to be pure. This must be our concern all the time. Those servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who take this seriously, the tazkiyah of their heart, they've understood that this is a serious thing in our life. No matter what deeni khidmat I may be doing, I may be an alim, I'm teaching in a madrasa, I may be a muhaddith, I may be a faqih, I may be a qari, an imam, whatever my occupation is. But I need to connect to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the purification of my soul, this is of utmost importance. So those people who take this seriously, then 24/7 they are concerned about their spiritual self. So the moment they do something wrong, they will feel restless. Unlike a person who is living in a total negligent life, he's living in negligence, in ghaflat, oblivious of what the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the various spiritual maladies he's suffering from, whether it's pride, anger, jealousy, malice, his heart is just collecting more and more stains. So he is not cared. He doesn't bother. He's not affected by anything. So he won't find any time to purify his heart. Let us not leave this world in this condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst the maqasid of him, his being sent as a Nabi, one was liyuzakkihim, so that he could make tazkiyah of the people of his ummah, of the sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. And therefore we keep on hearing this, that we have to be serious when it comes to our spiritual selves. 24/7 we have to be worried. The moment we falter, we come back on track. Tawbah, istighfar. We are concerned that now I've done something wrong. Is my Allah displeased with me? Or have I done something wrong? Will Allah become naraz with me? How can I make amends? How can I spend my time correctly? Previously, a life that we may have lived, maybe a life full of sin and vice and evil, but the moment a person now reflects and he wants to make this change in his life, a positive change, and Allah gives him tawfiq and Allah assists him, and the person is genuine and is serious, and this is the important point, which I emphasized last week as well. You have to be genuine, resolute in your intention. It cannot be a shaky intention. You must be serious about it. And if a person is serious, then he takes the serious steps towards purification of his soul. It's not just occasional, sometimes just in some gathering, and maybe now and then some occasion where he has a bit of concern about his spiritual self. We need ourselves to make up our mind and realize this, yes, I am sick, spiritually sick, and I need the treatment. Before maut comes, and then it is too late. Lucky are those that before maut, Allah gives them the chance to make sincere tawbah. Kifal was a person from Bani Israel. Famous story we have heard many times. He lived a life of filth, a very morbid life, lewd life, zina, evil, sins. He was known for his sins. Everybody knew he was a very sinful person, an evil person. And then he finds an occasion to pay a woman a large sum of money to commit zina. She was desperate. She needed the money. It was wrong what she was doing. But because out of desperation, she allowed him to enter her home. And Kifal now is going to commit zina with her. And as he's about to perform this heinous act, filthy act, she begins to tremble and she begins to cry. So he says, "What is wrong with you? What are you crying for? This is an occasion for crying. Why are you crying?" She says, "I'm doing this just out of desperation. I've got no food, I've got no means of survival, and therefore I needed this money." And Kifal immediately, he withdraws from her. And he says, "It's this woman out of desperation, she's committing this act. I'm in no desperation to commit zina. Where is my fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How long I lived a life of filth, a very morbid life, an immoral life, bihayai my zindagi." And Kifal felt the remorse, the genuine remorse in his heart, and he saved himself, he refrained from committing zina. And Allah made it such that he passed away that very night. In the morning, the Bani Israel see on his door, it was written, Allah had made the angel write on his door, of the door of Kifal, that verily Allah has forgiven Kifal. Allah forgave him. He was fortunate that he had the tawfiq from Allah to save himself, and he made genuine tawbah, and on that Allah forgave him. We did not know whether we would get that opportunity. Maut strikes at any time. When you make an intention to do good, make that concerted effort towards good. Yes, we will falter, we will we will make mistakes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq again to make amends, and we come back onto the sirat-e mustaqim. We try, we must be sincere and genuine, and Allah makes plans for us to keep us onto sirat-e mustaqim. Most important is, like how Kifal said, La, that I'm not going to commit that zina. And he withdrew. He pushed himself back. He didn't say, okay, this will be the last time, and one more chance and then finish. I'll make tawbah tomorrow. No, at that very moment, he suppressed his nafs, his desire, with all his force and might. This La that we say, no towards haram, La towards haram, this La has to come out from the deep recesses of our hearts, from every pore of our body, from every limb of our body. It has to be a genuine, strong La to it, no matter how much I'm invited towards it, no matter how much my nafs is pulling me, attracting me, drawing me towards this haram, whether it is gambling, whether it is drinking, whether it is taking drugs, whether it is zina, whether it is cheating, lying, whatever it is, I'm saying La for the sake of my Allah. This La requires courage. It requires himmat. And this is the key ingredient to gain this taqwa and to refrain from sin. That a person must have that himmat and courage, that come what may, I am not going to do this haram act. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the way for him easy in the future. Now he begins to gain taqwa. For the sake of Allah, he refrained from sin. A person asked Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat, you're a great person, wali of Allah. You know, I'm committing sins, but I'm not happy. I want to change my life. Show me some type of prescription, some type of wazifa or something that I can stay away from sins. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh tells him, okay, listen to me. Whenever the urge is there to commit sin, to commit any sin, then just say to yourself that how can I sin and be disobedient to Allah, who is my razaq, who is sustaining me, he's giving me food. So therefore, I won't eat any food. If I'm going to commit sin, I won't eat any sin, any food, because the food belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who is nourishing me. And if He's being kind to me, then I cannot disobey Him and eat His food, enjoy His food at the same time. So when this thought comes into you, the urge comes into you, so you say, Allah is providing for me, so I'm not going to eat His rose, you know. So the person say, oh Shaykh, it's such a difficult thing that, I mean, I'll be hungry, I need to survive, I need to eat food. So he realized that, then I cannot commit sin because, if I'm going to commit sin, then I cannot eat the rozi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah says, and the second thing is, when you have this urge to commit sin, then you must think that this land belongs to Allah where I'm committing sin. Let me move away to some other land which does not belong to Allah ta'ala. The person says, impossible, everything belongs to Allah ta'ala, the whole world belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other place I can go and which does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah, the third thing is that when you want to commit sin, then go to such a place, in such a quiet place, be in khalwat and solitude, where Allah ta'ala cannot see you. He said, impossible. Wherever I will go, Allah is going to be seeing me. He's basir. Ibrahim bin Adham Rahman says, when you want to commit sin, and then the angel of death comes to you, then you must tell him, just give me a chance, just 2 minutes, I want to make tawbah for all the sins I committed. He says, not possible. When the angel of death comes, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, and when maut comes, it comes on time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Then Ibrahim bin Adham Rahman tells him, see, on the day of Qiyamah, because of your sins, when the angels will be coming to drag you to Jahannam, you must stand your ground, you must say, no, I'm not coming with you. He says, Shaykh, it's impossible. They will drag me to Jahannam. He says, when this is the condition, then how can you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think of these five things. Whenever the temptation comes, and it comes strongly, then think, whose rosy am I eating? Whose world I'm living? Can I hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When He knows what's in the deep recesses of my heart even? Can I say to the angel of death that give me more time and respite, I still want to make tawbah, istighfar? Can I refuse when the angels will be pulling me towards Jahannam? Therefore, a person must take that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, major sins, minor sins. The first step towards purification of our heart is to say that la, to have that himmat and courage not to commit sins, to make sincere tawbah of our past and be firm regarding the future, not to go into those environments. Stay in good company. Stay in good company. Have that himmat and be able to endure that hardship and that pain and that agony. When you are going to resist the temptation, you're going to feel that pain in the heart. And that pain in the heart, when you are resisting the temptation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how enticing it may be, but you're not going to do it for the sake of Allah. That is what our mashayikh have said. This will bring into the person noor in his heart, noor in his heart. And this is the noor we require to assist us in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. This is the noor that will make the person the wali of Allah. Time is not in our favor, time is against us. Before maut comes, my beloved brothers and elders, respected mothers, sisters and elders, we have to make up our mind that listen, we do not know when maut is going to come. We can see what's happening in the world. Let me now make that firm intention, resolution. I want to genuinely change my life. I want my heart to be clean and pure. Whenever the dabba, the stain comes into my heart of filth, I need to polish it with zikrullah, sincere tawbah, istighfar. So zikrullah, again, is extremely beneficial, but with the zikrullah, the person must be able to say la to that sin, that himmat, and refrain from that sin. And if he commits any sin, then he must make sincere tawbah, istighfar, seek the guidance of somebody who will show us that path. Like how we go to the physical doctor or the physician, and he will show us the right way for our good health. Like that, we go to seek the right person who will show us our illnesses and show us the remedy and the ilaj for our sicknesses. And inshallah, in this way, we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever little feeble efforts we make, Allah is well aware of our weaknesses, but He is too loving, He is too kind. And Allah ta'ala will draw us towards His ma'rifat, His tawheed, His ishq, His muhabbat, and that we will gain the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسيد دروش شريف الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, we are well aware of what is happening in Palestine. It is extremely important that each one of us makes sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Muslim brothers and sisters. Masoom children are being bombarded, entire Gaza area, we know what is happening there. It is being bombed all the time. And it's not only happening now, for years it was happening. We don't have to go into the details of what's happening. We are all aware. Believe me, each one's sincere dua and the tears that comes out from his eye, her eye, it is most valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometime collectively you may be making dua, even individually at home, when you're in your musalla, spend few minutes, those bichara children have got nothing, they are
Everybody is displaced. They've got no home, they've got no food, they've got no electricity. Everything is just darkness. Just being bombarded all the time. And Allah has given us plentiful. We're eating happily, everything. Few minutes, go on to the musalla, raise your hands. Oh Allah, I'm weak. But I'm raising my hands, oh Allah, to you, you are most powerful. Ya Allah, you change the conditions, Ya Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Give them aman and aman, my Allah. Protect them from the dushman of Islam. Ya Allah, protect them from the onslaughts of the kuffar and mushrikeen. Ya Allah, you assist them, Ya Allah. And if we make sincere dua, whose dua is accepted by Allah? Only Allah knows best. At least this much we can do. So we should make dua individually also at home or wherever we are with our family, with our, get our masoom children at home. Explain to them that what is happening there, and masoom children there in Palestine are being just killed. So these little children of ours, when they raise their hands, masoom children, you will see how Allah Ta'ala's madad will come. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhshi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin, wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, hamari guna ko maaf farma, hamari khata'o ko maaf farma. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives, Ya Allah, full of sin and evil, my Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, our hearts have become infested, corroded, rusted with sins, my Allah. Ay Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you wash away those sins that have collected in our heart, my Allah. Make our heart become pure and white again, my Allah. And shining again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اي مالك كريم يا الله grant us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن چين سكون راحة protection make us from the ذاكرين and شاكرين يا الله we complain so much my Allah despite so many billions of ni'mat you have given us my Allah يا الله and the ummah is suffering in different parts of the world my Allah. Ya Allah, we are ungrateful servants, my Allah. Allah, they don't have food even, my Allah. They do not know what they're going to do, my Allah. They've got no homes, my Allah. They've got no shelter, nothing, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, my Allah. You know what is happening, Ya Allah. You know it better than us, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, you are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some person's dua you are going to accept tonight, my Allah. We ask you by your powerful Ismi A'zam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifatul Ula, Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, you help the Palestinians, my Allah. Ya Allah, O brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Grant them maafiyat, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them victory, my Allah. Protect them from the onslaught, my Allah, of the Yahud, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, you are most powerful. You are not ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect Masjidul Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect Masjidul Aqsa, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr for every ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of Iman. Make us live with Iman. Make us die with Iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman, my Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, especially those, Ya Allah, those people, Ya Allah, who are fighting in your path, my Allah, for your sake, my Allah. Ya Allah, unki khub, barpoor, nusrat farma. Ya Allah, unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, Ya Allah, shuhada, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many women, Ya Allah, have become widows, my Allah. They have lost not one child, many children, my Allah. Families are wiped out, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make us use the rozi, Ya Allah, in the correct way, my Allah. Allah, help us to prepare for life after death, my Allah. Allah, one day we'll have to stand before you all alone, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, when you'll be so angry, my Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, keep us under your shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, under your shade, my Allah. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us mawt, ya Allah, in this dunya with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kusur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of disasters, my Allah. Protect us from floods, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Ay Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. It is a Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching your assistance, your help, Ya Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murads, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun, waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.